Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. What's going on, gentlemen?
You guys okay?
Late night
last
night.
Last night. Well, I mean, that's every night when you watch basketball.
I stayed up till the crack of 9 p.m.
I looked at both of your faces when they got to halftime. I was like, Max is like, I got to go home.
Come on, man. Been going since 3:30 in the morning. But it's such a great time of year. The best time of year in sports is the overlap times, right? You look now, you look in October, you look when you have multiple sports with high stakes going on, or in baseball now, opening day. Anything's possible. NBA gearing up for the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And then the storylines, what we just came off of with the tournament, Duke getting to the Final Four. Right now, the Masters, whether or not Tiger makes the cut, plays well, whatever, Tiger Woods story at the Masters, right? Everything's happening at the same time.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it is, like, last night, at the game, going into the game, getting – so, first of all, let me just give you my experience. So, obviously, getting the Uber, the whole deal, whatever. New York.
Coming to the arena.
Horn blowing, cars, noise, the whole traffic. So, we go one way, street clothes. Go another way, street clothes. Go, sitting in traffic. So, I'm about two blocks away. And the guy, you know, he's like, it's down the street. I'm like, how far? I'm asking my Uber
driver. Madison Square
Garden? Yes, yeah. Madison Square Garden.
We all never went to the game last night.
We went to the Nets and the Knicks played at the Garden last night.
Yeah.
Knicks built up a big first half lead, and of course, the team with Kevin Durant came back and beat them.
And Jay had chicken fingers.
I had chicken fingers, yeah, with extra honey
and
mustard.
And so I'm trying to get to the Garden, and Madison Square Garden,
so
and I'm two blocks away. So the car, I'm literally sitting in the car, felt like for 20 minutes in the same spot. Hold on.
See, that's some L.A. stuff, man. That's what they do in L.A.
At this point, I'm like, blanket. So I get out to walk. The two blocks turned into four blocks. So it was long. It wasn't really two. So now I get close to the Garden, and I'm trying to walk fast and play the
key. Yeah,
Keyshawn! The hand shaking and the people touching me and the whole deal.
Yeah, so I'm a man of the people.
So I see
when you're 6'4", you can't hide.
You can't hide.
And I'm trying to shrink down to your size walking. It looked weird, right? And so I'm going through the whole deal, and there's like Penn Station or something and people in and out. It was just New York. So now I see Rick Fox. Hey, Rick, what's
up?
Yeah. So he has attention. So now I bring attention to this whole thing. By the time I actually get to the door, I'm like, is there any hand sanitizer anywhere around so I can wash my hands?
You didn't wash your hands.
No, of course.
Because I saw you using your hands in all the popcorn.
No, you were shaking a lot of hands.
A lot of popcorn.
Why are you shaking hands instead of fist bump?
Yeah, fist bump.
Okay, so you start off fist bumping,
but eventually you feel
guilty.
Wait,
I know where he's going.
You either feel guilty or somebody sticks their hand out.
That's what it is.
People naturally keep sticking their hand to you. And you're like, after a while, you're like, damn it.
This is what it is. Give me one of these. Then you do that to 20 people. Then someone shoots out their hand, and then just unconsciously you shoot out your hand.
Exactly.
You're better, though, Max, because I've noticed you stay with it. Like, you do not.
It's hard for me to stay with it. I try my best to stay with it, but the amount of hands that I probably touched from 33rd and 8th or whatever it was to the inside of the arena.
Oh,
it's just
scratching things and picking things.
I said it to you when we got on the elevator. I'm like,
you know, my wife is pregnant, so you know how many texts I got sent. Do you have your mask on? I mean, how many hands you touching? Hand sanitizer.
But it was great. It was great to see you guys at the game last night.
Yeah.
The chicken fingers were delicious.
Good burgers in the suite.
The breaded chicken fingers were delicious. Whoever says they don't like chicken fingers lies. I don't understand the honey mustard.
What is
the ketchup.
It with you and the chicken?
Why
fingers?
Are you
it's
so
all the
against
bits of bread?
What do you mean the bread?
Jay, I watched it. It was thick.
They're not Paula Patton's fried chicken.
Yeah, we're going to get into that later on. So it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Kevin Durant, I think what he did took a lot of guts. I thought it was a terrible move to go to Golden State at the time. Come on, man, you're joining.
Why?
Because you join a 73-win team. An MVP does, you can't lose.
Can I just tell you why I think it was genius for him? He's never been part of and I get what fans are going to say. Well, you're joining a team that beat you. But the skill level and how they played.
Yeah, he liked the way to play the right way.
He learned the game. And for him, he didn't learn the game anywhere else in his career.
I'll say this, too. He's right in the long run because all the details fade, and all we know is he's a two-time champion, and we think of him differently, right?
Exactly.
I would have went to the Denver Broncos that beat us in the AFC Championship game if I was a free agent and they wanted me.
Yeah.
But so what?
But when he left for Brooklyn, after a catastrophic injury, which he suffered because he insisted on playing in the finals on a bad leg, right? Like, all that took guts, right? Then he goes to Brooklyn to start something new.
Became the people's champ.
Doesn't choose the Knicks, chooses the underdog team that's not as popular. So they asked him after the game, because, of course, Kevin Durant never loses to the Knicks, because you have a player as good as KD. Of course the Knicks aren't going to beat that dude. He's asked about this winning streak he has against the Knicks. Listen to this.
Yeah, I just seen it. We 7-0 since I've been here. Oh, you're talking about – oh, damn, man. When I was at the Thunder? What year was that? 13. I got something to talk about on Twitter now.
He hasn't lost to the Knicks since 2013.
I'm just going to go ahead and say, man, last night I heard a lot of people say, well, Kevin Durant made the wrong decision. Can you imagine what it would have been if he were a Knick? Hell
ain't
no.
A lot of people, me.
No. He should never have been a Knick. Why would you want to become part of a disorganized, inept franchise?
Well,
because now I'm entrusting James Dolan with my career. I'm looking at Joe and Clara Tsai, the owners of Alibaba. I'm seeing that Kyrie wants to rock in Brooklyn. And I know, like, people say, well, oh, the Knicks are like the Lakers. I'm like, the Knicks are never like the Lakers. The Lakers have history. The Lakers have won championships. So, the Lakers have had Magic, Kareem, Kobe, Shaq. Who the hell the Knicks had?
Help me.
And I love Patrick Ewing and John Starks. Those are my dudes, but come on, man.
Johnny Newman.
Help me understand this, Jay. When Kevin Durant made the decision to go to Brooklyn instead of New York, who was in charge of the Knicks at the time?
It was like, that was Steve Mills and that.
Oh, so it was a different
Steve
okay.
Mills.
Opposed to Leon now, and they came
yeah,
later.
It wasn't, they came
you know,
later.
We could get into, we have plenty of time we're going to today, get into the Knicks versus the Lakers. Like, the Lakers have equity built in with the fan base the Knicks don't have.
The two names should not even be together.
One thing I got to say is you're talking about this that comes to mind, and I think this is about Lamar Jackson too. Why? You know how everyone has advice for Lamar Jackson? But he's doing it his way, and just by waiting, he's made an extra $50 million at least, right? At a certain point, maybe we should stop giving Lamar Jackson advice. He seems to have it under control.
Figured it out,
You know, KD, it's the same thing. KD strikes me as being very sharp about this stuff, right? About his own career, what he wants to do, how he wants to go about it. Maybe we should stop giving him advice.
Well, it all depends. Max, in one's career, what is it that you're really looking for? So I say he should have went to the Knicks because if I was Kevin Durant, I like the pressure. Bring it on. New York. I want to raise the Knicks from the graveyard. Bring them alive, something that they've never had before. That's what I want to do as my personality. Maybe that's not KD's personality. I just think that if you are a New York Knick and you Kevin Durant, not just a player, that's going to take you to a whole nother level if you hit.
Well, see, Key, the crazy part about it, if you hit. So Rich Kleiman, who's like a brother to me, he oversees all of KD's businesses, right?
Yes.
From the boardroom to investment with 35 Ventures, the most diehard Knick fan there is, sits courtside at Knick games. So it's always been when KD was going through the process, he never pushed it, but you knew what time it was, and you knew the opportunity for KD to grow in New York. But at the end of the day, man, that organization with the way it's ran, Max, you and I talk about it, from the top,
Fish
nobody
want
to rock with James Dolan like that,
fish
man.
Fish rots from
people
the head
don't believe
down.
In James Dolan like that.
Let me tell you what did it more than anything. I can only imagine if I was a baller, even as a Knicks fan. When he had Charles Oakley escorted from Madison Square Garden, that's like the curse of the Bambino in baseball for the rest of He's going to have to atone for that publicly, humble himself and atone for that publicly before I think anyone wants to mess with him.
Now, if you're telling if KD can own the Knicks one day, if he can come here and own the Knicks, if Dolan was willing to give up the Knicks, I think that would be a different scenario. Mm.
You could say he's owned the Knicks for the last 9 years.
You could say he's on the Knicks for
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It just, I don't know. My personality, I guess, would take that on. Mm.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, presented by Progressive Insurance. Speaking of KD, will LeBron follow in KD's footsteps?
Oh, no.
That's next. We're back in less than 2 minutes on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. So, Evan, our producer, is very interested, guys, in reading mean tweets on the air. It's like the Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly
why not rip off. Why not rip off Jimmy Kimmel? Jimmy Kimmel's the best.
There's no original thought in radio or TV. We all know that. We all steal from each other.
Unless you're Jimmy Kimmel.
Was it even his original thought? We don't know that. Anyway, so last night you guys were at the game. Key posted a picture on Twitter of you guys at the game, and then people just wanted to chime in and make fun of you guys. Mostly, I'm sorry, Max, aimed at you. One guy, well, I mean, the jacket was like your takes. The jacket was a very hot button issue. Yes. And
it was a
one guy said,
jacket,
love the show, but someone tell Maverick Tom Cruise called, says he needs his leather jacket for Top Gun, Max.
As you know, I've never seen Top Gun, so okay.
But that's not a Top Gun leather jacket. That's a leather bomber. That's what they wear in Top Gun. So, no, that doesn't work.
He looked more like the Fonz.
The Fonz,
yeah. Hey! That's always the idea.
At Max Kellerman looks like he's angling for a modeling gig with his leather jacket and his dashingly good looks.
This is the face God gave me. Don't blame me for that. Go ahead.
Is that Greeny on the left?
Somebody said that?
Yeah.
They do look alike.
I swear, when they were sitting in this room,
you thought there were two of us?
I wonder who had who.
You should all be at Augusta watching elite athletes. I don't think there are any on the Knicks.
That was more of Ed Max. Okay, because what talking
that
about
was also at the Knicks.
Such a shot at the Knicks, and the not Knicks Max
too. And the Knicks.
Jericho
don't
Sims.
Don't do that
he
to my
jump.
Boy Obi Toppin. Athletes, come on, stop.
No, that's the happy day.
I don't know what time you played this song.
I should have popped the collar for that.
You should have popped the collar. It was like 70 degrees outside, though. I was kind of shocked when I saw you with the leather jacket.
No, I wasn't.
Well, it felt like 70 degrees.
I was like in the high 40s, low 50s.
It was not in the high 40s.
Yeah, low 50s maybe. And it was raining, too.
You guys are great together. Love the show. This is not my thoughts. These are tweets.
Good
show. Are you guys all taking a sick day tomorrow? I guess not. You guys are here.
It
was a good show. But I'm tired of Max talking about Daniel Jones and the New York Giants every damn morning.
Yeah, we are, too. We need to get another quarterback. That's the problem.
I don't when talk do you about ever Daniel Jones that much, do I?
No, we all do.
Yeah.
And Jay, somebody wants to know, was that Paula Patton's chicken on the left?
I mean, I'm trying to save my marriage here before I say something.
Well, you got
to
explain that one. Paula who and
Paula
why her
Patton,
chicken?
She can cook chicken
for
me any day
she wants.
Well, no,
we're going to talk about her, though.
She can cook chicken for me any day she wants.
So Paula Patton.
Key, would you eat Paula Patton's chicken? That's an
famous
awkward question.
Chef
I take that
mom.
Question back. I take that question back. That was awkward. I'm sorry, Evan.
Yeah,
distract
she
us.
Seasoned
move
the
forward.
Chicken while it was in the fryer. We all have a big deal with it. Hey, we'll get to that in a little bit.
I don't know what I meant.
Who else you going to play with?
In today's game, Steph Curry. Steph Curry's the one that I want to play with for sure in today's game. When he get out of his car, you better guard him right from the moment he pulls up to the arena.
Yo, you think,
dear Steph,
there's some songs.
The way you shoot it, the way your hair looks, everything.
A&R could
game.
Never come into the studio and say anything, right? A&R comes into the studio. What could they say to this song? Like, you know, we're gonna have to do this again. Why? What's wrong? It doesn't sound good. It just could never happen in any universe, right?
I bet you
right?
Before they got there, to this where it's at right now, they did do that.
Whew.
Many times over.
Then they did a great
just
job.
Because it's like a producer overproducing. They just do it.
This just sounds...
Even though there's nothing wrong with it, they just got to put their stamp on it, you know?
You hear this?
I have a question for you. Yes. If you're LeBron and you're sending a love letter to Steph, recruiting him, what R&B song are you sending attached to the love letter?
Maybe this is the
one. Is it this one? Because this makes your hips move.
Here's the thing.
And see, I can't hit the next part, so I just say,
Here's the thing. I talk about this because I remember about, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years ago. I'm watching, like, I'm flipping channels, and I come across some show talking about, it's right after the Academy Awards, and they were like, we're going to talk about, oh, hold on, here it is.
Key, it's the here hand. It is. You know where the hand comes out the when hook. You start doing this?
Man, we yawked.
To know just your name. Just your name.
I don't think LeBron knows his name.
But, well, so,
so stupid.
So I'm flipping through the channels, and I see this show. Stay tuned for we're going to analyze the media's reaction to the Academy Awards. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. The Academy Awards is an award that the media gives itself. So you mean to tell me there's going to be a TV show now that's going to analyze other TV shows? So the media is going to analyze the media's reaction to an award that the media gives itself. It's like totally created by the media.
Extra content.
LeBron James is asked a question. About who are the all-timers you want to play with? He answers that question.
Yes.
Then he's asked another question. Then he gives an answer to that question. And then the media takes that answer. It's not like we're in cahoots with each other, but just out of context, some other media member, hundreds of miles away, thousands of miles away, runs to the subject that LeBron's talking about and says, this is what he said about you. And now we get a reaction, and now we're going to feed off of that. It's a feeding frenzy from nothing. We just created it out of nothing.
But it was the way they set up, Steph. Okay. For the sound, like, they didn't give any context. It was just like, yo, you listen to your boy?
So let's now play you what the hell I'm talking about, okay?
Let's connect these
LeBron
dots.
James on The Shop, which is his show, talking about what current player he wants to play with.
Who else you want to play with?
In today's game, Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the one that I want to play with, for sure, in today's game.
Why Steph?
Man, I love everything about that guy.
And that motherfucker. Lethal.
Lethal, man. When he get out of his car, you better guard him right from the moment he pulls up to the arena. As soon as he get out of his car, you better guard
him. Oh, sorry, guard him.
Yeah, better guard him. You might want to guard him when he get out of the bed.
The parking deck.
Swear to God.
In today's game, though. He's saying in today's game as if he's speaking of today's game, but he's also talking about past players too. But
first, he said Scottie Pippen.
Yeah,
and,
but here, Penny. So can I just tell you, like, my brain naturally, when I hear LeBron talk about another player, it just feels different than when I hear like Kevin Durant talk about Devin Booker, or I hear CP3 talk about Tyrese Maxey. Because there's a part of me that always wonders that he plays chess, and I'm like, is he trying to set something up?
Someone asked him a question.
Somebody a message. And I don't know why.
Listen to the question. Who else do you want to play with? And actually, now that I'm hearing it, it's LeBron who said, in today's game.
In today's game.
Yeah, but it's today's game. He's talking about in today's game, he wants to play with Steph. Yeah. But in past, it's Michael Jordan or it's Kobe Bryant or what.
Yeah.
I mean, like, come on, man. Y'all.
Yeah.
Because first of all, he can't go anywhere. Steph can't go anywhere. He's under contract. That means LeBron James, Jay, would have to leave the Lakers to go to Golden State because Steph is not leaving Golden State to come to L.A.
Agreed. So let's move the ball down the court because this is the setup that happened to Stephen Curry. Listen to this.
Well, we got his wish. So he's the captain. He's picked me the last two All-Star games. So I don't know if that suffices, but I'm good right now.
How's that make you feel, though?
Yeah, right now. I mean, whenever you get the interest or curiosity of what it would be like to play with arguably, MVP kind of caliber dude like he is and one greatest of all time, cool. Like, it's amazing.
Right.
We all can live in that fantasy world, though.
See, so like, it was like, and we, the first part of it, they're like, hey, you hear what your boy had to say? He's like, my boy. You hear what your boy had to say? He's like, my boy. And then they played the LeBron James sound. So it feels like Steph took it. Like, he was trying to be complimentary, but at the end of the day, he's like, nah, I'm shutting that down. I'm not. I'm not playing with Bron. And that's how the setup happens. Yeah. Like, so Bron's being just honest about, yeah, in today's game, I would like to play. You know, this is who I like. And then they play it against Steph. Steph doesn't know context.
There was something underneath it, yes, what Steph said, that was sure a little salty.
Yes.
There was something there. So, Key, yes, did the media, like, unintentionally set this whole thing up out of nothing? Out of nothing, we set this up. And now it's something that we talk about on the radio, right? And yet, we wouldn't be honest if we said sat here and said there wasn't something underneath what Steph was saying, that was there was something there where he wasn't crazy about it.
Well, he's like, I'm good. Oh, no, I'm good. That's all he says. He said he had that chance to play with me already. Picked me twice. I've already played with him. I'm not going nowhere. I'm good. I don't need to chase him.
That's such a jab, though. He's like, he should be suffice. He played with me in the All-Star game.
Yes.
Go back in your mind's eye.
Playing the two All-Star games.
Go back in your mind's eye to 16, to 15-16 season, right? Steph, I remember I was on Sports Nation at the time, and I said when they talked about they're making Space Jam 2, I was like, hold up, why is LeBron starring in it? How do we know this is not Steph's league? Mm. Remember, they had the greatest record ever. Steph was set. And I was like, I know in any other era LeBron would be better, but in this era, the way the game is played, maybe Steph might be the best player in the world. And then they met in the finals. And after that finals, there's no way you could think that Steph was better than LeBron, right? It was LeBron's world. They cast Space Jam 2, right? But to Steph, I wonder if for Steph, he's like, hold up, time out. I know LeBron's the greatest and everything, but that's my rival, man. That's not a dude I'm trying to play with. That's my rival.
I think for Steph, he's satisfied being in Golden State. He's happy. His family's there. He's not chasing anything.
Let's chase this hypothetical then. Mm-hmm. If Kevin Durant left OKC to go to Golden State to play with Steph and Klay, do you think it would be the same kind of anger, vitriol, if LeBron left the Lakers to go to Golden State?
No.
What?
Because he's older.
It would be worse.
And it's been done before already.
Yeah. It's been done before.
It would be worse.
No, it's been done, Jay.
If that hypothetically were to happen, you're telling me the day after the Lakers get eliminated, LeBron is sending a subliminal message to Steph Curry, and then LeBron would leave the Laker organization make the play-in tournament to go partner with Golden State. You're telling me that wouldn't be the biggest deal in probably NBA history?
Laker fans would be disappointed at LeBron, and not they would be mad at LeBron, but from a national perspective, like all the hate was out there about Kevin Durant, it won't be the same.
When you're 37 years old, because KD was like 28, 29 years old in
this
his prime.
He was still in the MVP conversation.
That speaks to his greatness.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
He's no longer quite what he once was.
You're going to tell me that he would go from Cleveland to Miami, to Cleveland to win a championship.
You know what Key's talking
to
about?
To LA for only 3 years,
Jay, you know
to
what?
Leave again to go
but
to Golden
it,
State.
But it doesn't matter because it's been done.
You know
before.
What Key's talking about?
KD did it, and LeBron been bouncing around like a ball his entire career. So it's like, okay, what did you expect?
And KD's on his third team.
Yeah, now. But KD did it. He left Golden State. I mean, he left OKC to go to Golden State after losing to them. So people went crazy about that. It's been so long since that happened. It's like
it's called the Overton window,
it's over
guys.
With.
In politics, or it's called the Overton window. So, like, there's some subjects that's taboo, right? Someone now discusses it publicly, and now the window enlarges to, and now it's okay to talk about that in public, right?
Yeah.
Now, so same thing. It once upon a time, what LeBron first did in Miami, you're not allowed to do.
Yes,
Overton window opens up, right? Now KD expands it. He opens it wider because he does something. Now LeBron can climb through that window, and it's not same deal it once was.
Of course you guys would say this because this will help you with your MJ case that he's the GOAT.
I'm not.
Because you will use this against LeBron for the GOAT conversation.
Stop saying it's y'all.
No, not you. I'm sorry, Keith.
Why would I do that?
Because you've done that anyway. You're saying, hey, look, he's going to leave this team to go to that team. Like, that's what it is. He can't handle things when it gets rough. He just leaves. No,
but that's what he's been doing. It's factual.
What do you mean? He came back to a situation that was rough in Cleveland and won them the first championship in NBA history.
He orchestrated that roster to win a championship.
Yes, he did.
And there's nothing wrong with that. So if he decided that in this hypothetical world that you put together, that he wants to lead the Lakers to go to Golden State, People would probably be like, eh, whatever.
I don't think that wouldn't bother me, Jay. In fact, I would see that more like it's not LeBron's fault. I mean, it is in a way that he's so great at 37 that he's still an MVP level player. But like Bill Walton was on the Celtics late in his career because he could still do certain things. LeBron, even if he's 42, 43, might be able to help a championship contender in a slightly different role than he's used to. That wouldn't argue against LeBron if he did that.
Oh, are you kidding me? Have you seen, like, Stephen A. Smith?
I said
Smith.
That with a straight face,
Stephen
by the way.
Oh, don't
lie,
okay.
Lie,
I know we have
lie,
to go to
a break.
This
lie.
Is some, oh, okay.
888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Would you have the same energy for LeBron that you had for KD going to Golden State?
You'd be worse.
Jay, you lost that one.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Lies, lies, lies.
You tell us. Plus, Key's going to tell you why the biggest loss of the NFL offseason is not even a player.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Do you think it would be the same kind of anger vitriol if LeBron left the Lakers to go to Golden State?
No.
What?
Because he's older.
It would be
and
worse.
And it's been done before already.
Yeah. It's been done before.
It would be worse.
No, it's been done, Jay.
If this were to happen, you're telling me the day after the Lakers get eliminated, LeBron is sending a subliminal message to Steph Curry, and then LeBron would leave the Laker organization that Laker didn't make the play-in tournament to go partner with Golden State. You're telling me that wouldn't be the biggest deal in probably NBA history?
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. You want to take some calls on this whole LeBron thing?
You guys are giving me a headache. I literally have ice against my head. Probably a little bit of the tequila last night, but also the blasphemy from both of you that you don't think LeBron James would get crucified if he left the Lakers after getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs.
He's 100
years
old.
2 years. He's not. He's 37. He's still playing at the top
ancient.
Level.
See, 37
I'm yelling
is ancient.
Tequila, all this, I just can't.
At basketball, Kareem was an incredible old player. At 37, what was he doing? You know, 37
every
ancient.
Every time you and I get into the GOAT argument, how do you? What are the things that take away it from LeBron?
Number one for me?
Yeah.
Let me just be honest. And I'm not, like, people, you can counter, well, MJ didn't win finals, like, every year. Anytime he had an all-star, basically he did. My point about LeBron was this. This is when I think the MJ ship sailed in terms of peak value, right? Although you could argue he got better from here. He put together a super team in Miami. Not only did they lose when they were favored to win, but they lost because LeBron didn't want it in the fourth quarter. Now, he learned from that and got better. But you could replay the universe a billion times. Michael Jordan never, ever, not one time, would play hot potato with the ball in the fourth quarter, in four fourth quarters in a seven-game series to lose the finals. So after that, it's hard for me. I haven't seen LeBron equal Mike's
So all the
peak.
Times that Michael didn't get to the finals, like we just discount that because you only see
as
the
I
fact
said,
that he's 6-0 in the finals and he's a killer in the
no,
finals?
No, as I said, every time he had an all-star, one other All-Star. But he won the finals.
Different. The league was different back then.
Man, they both
see you're going to other arguments now.
They both are GOATs and great. Okay, enjoy them.
There you go.
In their era, because they never had a chance to play against each other.
I'm with you on that, Keith.
And so if LeBron James decided to pack his bags out of L.A. and go to Golden State, it's been done before Kevin Durant did it. LeBron James did it from Cleveland to Miami, Miami to Cleveland, Cleveland to L.A.
Oh,
it's been
God.
Done. But wait, people move around, but see, so it's not that big of a deal
it's
no
it's
more.
It's not, because Kevin Durant doesn't play de facto GM. LeBron James does. So now you're telling me that an argument that wouldn't be made, the narrative that wouldn't be driven about LeBron James, is that the fact that he failed as a GM. That's what people were saying.
No, but over the last, that wasn't your initial conversation.
Are you saying that it's no? I'm not saying that it wouldn't be a big deal. I think it would be a very
be
big deal.
Than Kevin Durant.
I don't think it would be as big a deal as KD.
No, it will
because
not.
Hear my point on this. LeBron James essentially manufactured his own failure the last 2 years because he's moved pieces around. Now you're telling me you wouldn't factor that into a notion of him moving himself to Golden State?
Yes.
That people wouldn't use that against him?
People would say he failed in L.A., so now he's running to go try to put a team, be on a team like Golden State to try to win another championship to chase Michael Jordan. But it's not going to be the same vitriol that Kevin Durant was facing.
Why not?
Know what else about the vitriol, guys? In the end, that subsides, and what people remember are the championships. That's where KD was wise about this. That's where LeBron was wise when he made the super team in Miami. We think of KD. What we always thought about KD is he may be the best we've ever seen, right? Oh, my God. But he's not great. He hasn't won championships. That's gone away now.
Max, joining the guy that beat you 3 times out of the 10 times you got to the NBA Finals, you're telling me that wouldn't create hysteria?
I don't know.
You're telling me that KD lost to them, and it was a big deal.
I think it would be a big deal. I think it would be a big deal. And I think I think in the end, it wouldn't be as big a deal as when KD went there.
Yeah, I'm tired of listening to y'all talk about this. Let's see what
Josiah in Columbus. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Come on, Josiah. Tell these guys, man.
All right. So I have a lot of friends that are Laker fans, like diehard Laker fans. Honestly, when LeBron went to the Lakers, first thing they said was, he's not Kobe, so I don't care, you know. From the outside looking in, it would not hold the same weight. And Kevin Durant is my favorite player. He left a team that he had in the finals to win up 3-1 and blew it and left and went to go play with that team. LeBron would not receive that much hate from fans. He may receive that type of energy from the media, though. So, personally, Josiah, I don't think it would be as bad as what KD did. And again, he's still my favorite player.
Josiah, it would just continue to build the narrative that LeBron just keeps jumping from team to team to team.
Josiah,
come on, Joe.
Let Joe speak, because you're wrong, Jay.
I'm not wrong on this one. I know I'm right.
I want to hear from
Jay. I agree.
Wait, guys.
Jay, I'm not arguing it wouldn't be a huge deal, and we would feed off. That'd be a feeding frenzy in the media, and LeBron would get a ton of criticism.
Yes.
There's no question about that.
Yes, he will.
But if you compare it to a superstar in his prime that just got knocked out by a certain team and has never won a championship, joining a 73-win team, an MVP joining a 73-win team, where now they can't lose, that's different than
it's
a 37-year-old joining a team that's also old and has injuries.
And if this was LeBron leaving Cleveland before he went to Miami and joined Golden State, it would be the same as Kevin Durant. I know.
Y'all are tripping, man.
Josiah said it.
I don't care what Josiah has to say.
Come
on, North Carolina, please.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say that, you know, LeBron, since his career, he's been writing his own narrative. And saying no matter if he comes back and play these two last games to get the scoring title, he's writing his own story. You know what I'm saying? People going to hate on him regardless if he's switch teams or not. So I think if he does go to Golden State, there may be some blowback, but it's him writing his own story. If he broke his leg after this season and couldn't play again, he would look at himself like, man, I should have went for the scoring title.
As he's talking, you know what occurs to me, guys? You know what occurs to me as you're talking, Mark? The question, we keep just assuming LeBron goes to Golden State because that's where Steph is, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. What you can see happening here is KD left a very good Thunder team to go to Steph. If LeBron did that, what would that say about Steph? that the two best of the era would both go somewhere to play. It's not like LeBron's like, come here to L.A., Steph, or at least if that's the idea, Steph's like, I'm good. I'm not going anywhere.
I don't know that Steph would want – I don't. Everybody would want a LeBron, but I don't know that he's just like – if that was an option, that he would pick up the phone and be like, come do it. Based on what Steph said, it doesn't make me feel like he's open to that option.
Can I ask you something? Do any of you consider KD the greatest player of all time, or is he close in that conversation?
Not for me.
Okay. Do any of you consider LeBron James as a GOAT or a chance? Even if you think his chance went away, Max, there's a legit right.
I think
there's
he's
an argument for it.
LeBron's
to some degree
top
for you.
Three of all time, for my money, probably.
So
number
you're
two.
Telling me a guy in the conversation for greatest player of all time leaving to go join the greatest shooter of all time? Like, just that narrative within itself would not be a major,
if
major narrative.
If he was 27, it'd be a major narrative, but he's 37 years old.
But Max, he's playing, he's playing at the top of his game at 37 years old.
No, he's not on the top of his game. He's pretty close.
What are you talking about, Max?
Watch this.
He's pretty close.
Is LeBron James definitively the best player in the world right now?
He's in that conversation.
I agree, he's in the conversation.
He's not definitively, I think that's Giannis right now.
5 years ago.
But Max,
he's
still in the conversation.
8 years ago, there was no conversation. Now there's a conversation.
He's still in the conversation for it, though. What does that mean?
To be 37 years old.
He's an incredible
player. That doesn't lessen the blow.
But to be 37 years old and still in the conversation is pretty damn good.
I'm not arguing that part. I'm saying the reason, Jay, that there would be a bigger blowback maybe than there ought to be is because, to LeBron's credit, he's so great at this age, it obscures the fact that he is, in fact, 37 years old and not quite what he once was.
And I don't think, though, in all honesty, though, Jay and Max, I just don't believe that it's going to be as big a blowback as Kevin Durant, because Kevin, like you said, left a team that beat him to go join a team that it's not the same. Like I said to you, if this was Cleveland to Miami instead LeBron, and it went Cleveland to Golden State, then people would be like, he needs to find somebody to win a championship.
Not only
again.
That, but this Golden State team just didn't win 73 games.
That too. That's true.
You know,
too.
Like, that team was a juggernaut. That's
you're true. Telling me LeBron James averaging 30 points, 8.5 rebounds, 6 assists.
He's great.
With it, he's one of the greatest we've ever
His
seen.
His team didn't
do
make
it.
The playoffs, Matt's, by the way.
Yeah. What? Okay. What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what that means. That those stats don't describe a player in fact that as great as he used to be. There's no
way.
Well,
he's 37. Why do you keep holding? He's 37
years
old.
Wait, now you're flipping it around. He's 37.
I'm not flipping around. But LeBron James cannot carry. This is not Cleveland in the Eastern Conference.
Yes, that's right. That's why it would take the edge off him going to join another great player, unlike what KD did, who was at the peak of his powers and joined a 73-win team.
Man, I want to hear somebody else from
Don
our
in Dallas.
Callers.
Don in Dallas.
Hey guys,
what's going on?
I got a couple things real quick. First of all, KD is not the best player in basketball.
Who is?
Secondly,
who's the best?
I still think it's LeBron James, because at his age, he's still putting up almost 30 points a game.
Yeah, you could argue.
And he's playing like 35, 40 minutes a game.
Yep.
With only four other players, you know, played the whole game, you know what I'm saying? But as far as going to Golden State, no, it would not be the same, because you guys got to remember, in game 5 of that series with Golden State, it was announced on air when the camera panned on Kevin Durant saying that he would love to go play with them. And then in game 6 and 7, the last 2 minutes of those games, you forgot how to play basketball and join them. And then, make it worse, Draymond Green said that after that, he saw that, he called Kevin Durant, hey, let's make this happen. So I think he didn't blow it. He gave it away and then went and joined them.
He gave it away.
Well, the other thing, by the way, don't forget with KDJ, they won 73. They're going to be the greatest team of all time, and they lost to LeBron in the finals. So part of it was
Draymond
Green
got hurt.
Draymond Green
kicked and he got suspended.
But that's on Draymond. That's part of your team. LeBron baited him, right? Part of it was that the Warriors and KD needed each other to overcome LeBron. The whole narrative was a little different back then. Buster Olney is here. Let's bring him into this conversation before we get into opening day for baseball. Because Buster, I know you're a Lakers fan, right?
Yeah, generally speaking, grew up a huge Lakers fan, follow what they do, and of course appalled like everybody else.
So what would your reaction be if LeBron, because he's talking about he'd love to play with Steph, and we're just indulge us for a second. Let's say Steph ain't going to the Lakers. LeBron goes to Golden State. What would your reaction be?
I would say this. When I saw the look on Steph Curry's face when they asked him that question, I was like, oh, boy. If you could tell, like, I think of the Warriors as being a bunch of guys who are completely comfortable, you know, driving Chevys. No one needs to be, like, on top of the organization. And then someone would be coming in, basically coming in with, you know, with the Rolls Royce. I don't think LeBron fits that group unless he would completely change, defer to the team. Hey, I'm just here to be a role player. You tell me where to go. Outside of that, do the Warriors want to take that on? When KD went there before, like, he wasn't at that stature yet. He left there, and he certainly gained that stature at that point. But I just think LeBron's at a different stage in his career. And the look on Steph's face when he was asked that question, it was like the weight of the world came on his shoulders. Like, do we really want to take that on at this stage?
See, Buster, that was my point. When he said, yeah, you know, that's a fantasy. It almost looks like Steph's like, I don't know if Steph wants LeBron to come on that team.
Right.
So if that's the precedent that is set, that's what I'm saying. If LeBron James did find his way, and once again, we're in a hypothetical world to end up in Golden State after Steph, one of the greatest shooters we've ever seen to play the game, says something like that, I think that knocks LeBron James down, and it doesn't put him in the greatest of all time conversation. I think people use that against him in a major way.
Yeah, it's like Karl Malone when he went to the Lakers. Remember, you know, one of the all-time great players. He went to the Lakers as a part-time power forward to try to get a ring, and it just felt out of place. And to some degree, I think that's the way it would be with LeBron. Would LeBron be willing to just basically be a, you know, just a guy? I think that's what Steph's hesitation was when he was asked that question.
Yeah. LeBron can't just be just a guy. That's the thing. Buster only. Opening day in Major League Baseball today is why we are having you on, obviously, but I know you're a Lakers fan. I just wanted you to weigh in. Tell us about your report that pitchers and catchers will be allowed to use anti-sign stealing technology during the regular season.
Yeah, so this, of course, is put in to combat some of the sign stealing that's gone on in the past and to try to streamline the process. And while some teams aren't comfortable with the technology yet, generally speaking, it's been received to rave reviews by a lot of teams. The catcher wears a transmitting device on the forearm of his gloved hand. He pushes buttons, which can, you know, pitch type and location. And there's a listening device built into the cap of the pitcher, as well as three other position players. And so the pitcher can discern without having to look at signs, without, you know, stepping off the mound, without worrying about the guy at second base. He can hear what the pitch call is. And I think there's no doubt by the end of the year, you're going to see all teams using this because paranoia in baseball is paramount. And that will compel teams to say, look, if we can find a way to give signals to the pitcher, much in the way they do in the NFL, you know, calling in the calls to the quarterback's helmet, I think teams will go for that.
So, Buster, when I heard this, I was sitting back and I was thinking to myself, what if now did all of a sudden you got a couple things? The pitcher hears the wrong thing. The catcher pushes the wrong button, so they're off there. And what if the some, you know, Houston Astro type team intercepts the transmission, you know, because, hey, look, think about it. You know this, Buster. A year from now, 2 years from now, there'll be somebody out there trying to do that.
Yeah, Key, you're right. I was on a conference call the other day, and a Major League Baseball official said, yep, they've thought about that. They you know, trying to stay ahead of that. I think there's a general level of confidence that, like in the NFL, they can avoid the hacking situation. Yeah, it's possible, you know, with a loud crowd. I'm curious to see, you know, how loud is the signal going to the pitcher so we can hear it out on the mound. You know, are there certain conditions where maybe it doesn't work? And keep in mind, you know, the pitcher still has the option of shaking off the call. So if he has any confusion or if the catcher didn't call the sign they talked about before the game, he has the option of shaking it off, and then the pitcher can go back to punching the buttons on the transmitter.
I'm just telling you, Buster, I'm hiring somebody from MIT. I'm hacking that system. I'm finding answers.
Perfect is the enemy of the good. You know, exactly. Like, let's see if it's good or not. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Buster, when was the last time we've had so many teams that seemed to be World Series or bust, right? You think about the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets. It just seems like it's at an all-time high.
Yeah, and it feels like that there are more candidates than ever to actually win the World Series. Now, we also have to recognize that there are the latest CBA didn't do anything about tanking, and so there are a number of teams doing that as well. But you're right, a lot of spending, that's typical after collective bargaining agreements are signed. Teams are feeling, you know, very happy moving forward and flush with money because they know what the financial system's going to be. But in the American League East, you have four teams theoretically that could win the World Series. You got the Mets, you got the Braves, Dodgers, of course. I think go in as everybody's generally speaking on paper favorite. The American League Central has been the worst division in baseball for a long time. That division has gotten better. It does feel like at the top of the sport, there's going to be a ton of competition.
Who, Buster, before you get out of here, we have about 45 seconds, who is going to win the World Series in 2022?
Yeah, so I've got the Blue Jays beating the Braves, and I felt really brave about that when I put that pick out there. But then when I bumped into a member of the Yankees organization, I said, yeah, what have you seen in the Blue Jays? And he looked at me, Riley, and said, oh, you mean the world champions? Because everybody's picking them because they look so great at the end of last season. They have an unbelievable lineup. They're going to bash teams into submission. I do think the Braves have a chance to be the first team since those 98 to 2000 Yankees to go back-to-back. It's a very underrated team, even though they're the champion.
Yep, the Braves are sort of like the Cardinals. They're one of these organizations. They seem to just be able to win a lot, even when they're not over the whole thing. Great Buster only, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Buster. Appreciate it. Buster is calling the Reds at the Braves tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, opening day. Big or bust, Lakers or Nets, that's next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.